wazobona wazobuka wazobona wazobuka izodlala TV
uzaphe ready ngeke idlale TV if you love disc and don't have DS. That's why you should get DStv Compact so you can view live festive and super disky with PSL matches midweek and Sundays only on SuperSport on DStv Compact. Hey, kumnandi khaya.
Welcome to the big interview brought to you by DStv Compact. I'm your host, Simon Strela, filling in for Slew Paho. Co-host of the Car Wash, Sean Roberts, had a conversation with former Liverpool goalkeeper Sander Westerveld. We pick up the conversation with Sander reporting on the Under-17 World Cup, where he helped coach the Netherlands team to a fourth place finish. After that, the conversation moves to South Africa's talent pool and the question that remains, where does our quality go to? And later, Sander talks about what Klopp brings to Liverpool and why Liverpool's team balance is their recipe for success.
Soccer La Duma Radio.
Who will be Dikakapa Tadiski on the Absa Premiership? Bula Super Diski to find out. Catch over 200 Absa Premiership matches, all live and in HD only on SuperSport. Don't miss any action. Bula Diski on Compact DStv.
How was Brazil?
Brazil was a bit, it was a, how do you say that, an anti-climax, is that an English word? Yeah. So we, I think we had one of the best, the most talented team in history, I think, of Dutch football. We have so many good football players on this age.
Wow.
We should have won it. And this was a typical Dutch mentality thing.
Right? Under 17.
Yeah. It's officially now the under 18, and if you see the amount of players, one is playing, already made his debut for Liverpool.
Yeah.
He played twice in the League Cup. One is playing for Manchester City. He's training with the first team. Jaden Braaf. One is already made his debut for Chelsea.
Mm.
And the age of 17. So. Typical Dutch tournament. I think we underestimated Japan in the first game. We got hammered 3-0. Then everybody woke up and started playing like they could.
Yeah.
And they played well. And then semi-finals, they thought they were in the finals already.
Mm.
And we should have won 3-4-0, and we lost on penalties. And at the end, we ended fourth, and it was really disappointing. But. It's really funny to see that every time still we say we're disappointed and we ended fourth in the world.
Mm.
And it's such a small country we have. We were in Brazil. I don't know how many million people live in Brazil. We only have 17 million people in Brazil. Oh, and still we still do so well in football, which is amazing. But
why do you forget about it. Why do you think that is?
Well, honestly, I don't know. Because nowadays with the internet, I think football is changing.
Yeah.
And especially you don't have little, like if you see national level, you don't have, even Malta, we struggle against Malta, Cyprus, because even they can be fit, because on the internet you can do all the training that Manchester City does, you can do as well. So you're lacking quality, but still you're fit as everybody else. So everybody can see what we are doing, and we are not, it's not rocket science what we're doing. So it must be, I don't know, it's the DNA or the I don't know what it is, but we must have something
probably more mentally based.
Yeah, but then in the end, the mentality, that's the worst part of Dutch football, I think. We always reach the finals and we never win it. Because we lack the mentality and the discipline like the Germans or the Spanish and the Italians have, and that's I think maybe it's just a little bit similar like South African football.
Yeah,
you got so much talent, and I was so not surprised because I already knew from Hans Vonk and from Foppe de Haan and Maarten Stekelenburg about a little bit about South Africa. And when I arrived, I saw so much talent, but then at the end, I was surprised that where the talent, after a couple of years, you think, where's the talent? You see so much quality, and then at the end, they somehow stop. So it's a mentality thing as well in South Africa. They're lacking the last little bit of professionalism.
Yeah, that's crazy, eh? And that's something that...
really unfortunate.
I presume you're either born with or not, right?
Well, yeah, or grow up with, and maybe, yeah, no, yeah. Well, like I used to say when I arrived, and I saw it now in Brazil, I compared it with Brazil. We went to the favelas, and it's a little bit like the township in South Africa. So when you have a football player from Brazil, and when you hear the interviews, and everybody says, well, we live in a favela, in a township, and I'll do everything. I will eat the grass. I will do everything what is in my power to get my family out, give them a better life, make money. And that's the mentality they have. And then, and they are successful in it.
Sure.
And that's what I expected from the South Africans as well. If you're in a township, you want to do everything you can to get out and to have a better life.
Yeah.
But somehow, I don't know what's missing there, but...
That's a good point.
It's really unfortunate.
Unlike Liverpool at the moment.
Well, Liverpool, yeah. I've been talking about them for 10 years already. But, yeah, it looks like finally we... And I say we, but I was talking about we 10 years as well, 10 years ago, as you know. But yeah, it looks like we finally are going to make it.
You
which is a little early to say, because we lost it a couple of times at the end. We missed out, but it looks like it's the same year as last year, to be honest.
Yeah.
We're breaking records. We're playing as well as last year, and we're winning games as much as last year. The only thing and difference with last year is that Man City is not as good as last year. Mm. Last year, we had 99 points, which 10 out of 10 or 9 out of 10, you win the league.
Sure.
But because Man City had such an amazing year last year, we didn't win the league. But... So I think we are on the same level as last year. Maybe we improved a little bit. We are winning smaller games like last week, a little bit easier now. Mm. But the opponents are you need that little bit of luck. If you have a top year, you need the opponents and the other teams like Man United are not doing well. Chelsea is not doing well. Arsenal are not doing well. So you need that little bit of luck to finally win the league again, I think.
And absolutely. Eh? And do you think what has Klopp brought into to Liverpool?
I think Klopp brought the belief. And I, if you look at one of my tweets or Instagram posts, I think I don't even know when he came. Was it 5 years ago when he signed for Liverpool? Mm. I knew him from Germany, and I said this is the best signing of the last 10 years for Liverpool. And he was criticized in the beginning because he was building a team and he was building to somewhere, and they were comparing him with Brendan Rodgers. Brendan Rodgers had more points, but from the very first day that he arrived, he brought hope to the fans. Mm. You could see the way he was playing and the way he was building a team. He was going somewhere, and the style of football they are playing, it's just unbelievable. It's just great to watch as well. And it's amazing to be associated with a team that's winning and playing nice football, like Guardiola's Barcelona a couple of years ago, and Man City the last 5 years. The way that it's not the Mourinho, it's not the winning mentality, like, oh, we're going to do anything, and we're going to defend, we're going to park the bus. No, this is why you want to play football. This is why little boys watch football.
Yeah,
attacking football, pressing. And it's something that he's specializing in details, and that's it looks like it's working at the moment.
Yeah, I mean,
we have a balanced team.
It's amazing to watch. I mean, I think you played 76 games for Liverpool, and
103. Yeah.
Thanks, Google.
Well, I only played 75 in the league, but I played European Cup, and I count them as well.
Yeah. He's counting. And and since you've been there, like, what do you think, says Che? I mean, who was Benitez was there, right, when you were there?
No, I came with Hulier, and you could see in that time as well, that was 1999-2000, and we were winning prizes in 2001. Mm. And then it looked like they were going somewhere. We ended up second in the league, and from that moment on, in 2005, they won the Champions League. But they were always lacking somebody, and we had Torres, we had Suarez, who were great strikers, but then we were lacking a good defender or a good goalkeeper or a good midfielder. Steven Gerrard was a great midfielder, but he was by himself. Mm. So there was always something wrong with the teams, always something missing. And if you see the top teams like Chelsea when they were winning the league, Man United, they had in every position, like Man City in the last 5 years, every position they have the best player in the world. And since maybe 2 or 3 years, I think Alisson is the last one, and Van Dijk that we brought in. And they are making differences. They win games for you. And now we have the best strikers in the world. We have the best midfielders. We have the left and the right back who are amazing. We have the defenders who are voted best in the world. So now the balance in the team is perfect to win everything you can.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think that's the big difference.
Absolutely. And just to touch on Van Dijk again, I mean, coming second in the Ballon d'Or, do you think it was fair? Do you think he should have been, you know, it's very rare to go to a defender. What's your opinion on that?
Yeah, well, I think we had it a couple of years ago. Was it the Italian defender? Was
Cannavaro
is the best player in the world. But yeah, my personal view is that Messi is the best player in the world.
Yeah.
But if you see the statistics and the prizes he won, I think Van Dijk had a better year than Messi. I think Messi's been criticized this season because they say he only won the league. And nothing else. But if you see him playing this season, or last season, I mean, it's been absolutely unbelievable. The way he's scoring goals, the way he's helping the team. He's not like a goal scorer. He's when he's playing, the whole team is changing, and he's decisive in so many games. And the quality he has is just, he's the best in the world.
Yeah.
But then Van Dijk has had a perfect year. He did everything right. He had statistically, he is the best defender in the world. He won all the prizes, except from the league. And if there's ever a chance that somebody could come in between Messi and Ronaldo, it was this year.
Yeah.
And so he could have won it, but I understand that the people chose Messi.
And in your opinion, I mean, Salah hasn't really been the same he has been in the past couple seasons. What's your opinion on that?
No, I think Salah, that's the good thing about Liverpool at the moment. If Salah, if he has a bad patch, if he plays a couple of bad games, then Mane steps up and we have Firmino. Mm. And so, yeah, they're all playing for the team. And Salah as well, they just do everything to help the team. And they're not so, I think he has to be a little bit more selfish sometimes, or sometimes less selfies when he's really trying to score goals. But he had an amazing year last year and he scored so many goals. But now, instead of one who's scoring all the goals, we have three or four players who are just giving each other goals. And so he's playing a little bit more for the team now instead of himself. And like I said, at the moment, it doesn't matter. So he can have a bad year. He can't be consistent for 10 years in a row. That's only Messi and Ronaldo who can do that. So if he is having a year like now and Mane is scoring goals for fun and we win the league, then I think everybody and Salah is happy as well.
Yeah, no, I couldn't agree more. On the podcast last week, we spoke about, I managed to get hold of the fines. I don't know if you saw that I posted on Instagram, the fines that Chelsea and Frank Lampard have implemented within the change room. Do you remember what sort of fines were in place when you were at Liverpool?
Yeah, I'm not sure about these fines. I'm not sure if they were 100% right there, because there were some funny ones in as well. The only one I remember, that's maybe a good story as well. We had, in my time, I replaced David James. And David James was like a good-looking guy. And once he was approached by a big brand in fashion. Mm. And I heard the story. So they told me that he walked up to the gaffer, to Julier, and asked, "What is the fine if I miss a training?" He says, "Well, if you're late, you're going to pay £5,000. But no, if I really miss training one day, without a good reason," Julier says. Well, so that's £30,000, Julier says. That's a week's salary. And, you can do the math. But the next day or the next week, he didn't come in for training. He got fined 30,000, but ended up doing a photo shoot with a big fashion brand, and they gave him £50,000 for that. So in those days, I played with a lot of teams, and the only big fine we had was £3,000 if there's in the meeting if your phone was ringing. Mm. But for the rest, it was just your own responsibility. If you were late, you weren't playing.
Yeah.
And that hurt the people most. We didn't have any bonuses for games.
Wow. That's changed over the years, eh?
That was okay. So yeah. It's yeah, no, but still, yeah, that's right, yeah. Well, when I played my final year, they were the first time they came into the Champions League history in Liverpool. Mm. And that was the first time they got so many bonuses from the FIFA, and they started the bonus the whole bonus and the bonus system after I left. So yeah, the story of my life a little bit.
Shut up, my boy. Thanks so much for your time, Sando.
No worries, man. All the best with your podcast. It's amazing.
Thanks,
doing well.
Thanks, my brother. Bye-bye.
Ciao.
TV. If you love it, Disky, and don't have it, DS. That's why you should get DSTV Compact, so you can bula festive and super Disky with PSL matches midweek and Sundays. Only on SuperSport on DSTV Compact. Hey, kumnandi ekhaya.